Farmers are struggling with drought, particularly in parts of Northland, and the drought has brought an earlier end to the season for many. Life may be a little easier for farmers under Alert Level 3. I'm joined by the project manager for Extension 350, which is a farmer mentoring program. He's also a farmer himself at Hukurunui. Luke Berry, hello there.
G'day, how's things?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you. Where is Hukurunui?
Hukurunui, so we're 25 minutes north of Whangarei.
Uh-huh.
So that whole one here, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how are things at your farm?
Well, haven't had any takeaway coffee yet, so looking forward to that, maybe.
Thanks for the milk and mine, by the way.
No, so we're still being knocked around by the drought. We're exiting it where we are. But yeah, it's still really impacting, and I suppose the Northland's really variable. So, you know, half an hour from here, you know, probably doing it a bit harder, and half an hour the other way, they've had a bit more rain than us. So yeah, the story of Northland is we're really variable, but yeah, making some headway, which is good.
How long have you been farming for, Luke?
Yeah, well, not too long, really. We've been here about 18 years or so, so probably fairly new to the game for some. So,
you reckon? Yeah. How many listeners do you reckon have been in their job for 18 years?
probably a few. Probably a few, yeah.
Yeah. So do you remember a drought as dry as this?
No, I certainly don't remember one as hard as this. Probably 10 years ago we had a pretty significant drought. We had some different levers to pull back then around the feed we could use, so we managed that maybe a little bit differently. And last year was a little bit hard as well, but yeah, not quite as bad as this. I think when you look at some of the records, they talk about 1946 as being one of the droughts that's probably comparable to this.
And just out of interest, has this lockdown, this sort of level four situation, had any effect on your life on the farm?
Yeah, it has. Operationally, it's probably a little bit slower and a little bit harder to do some things that we'd normally be able to do, and accessing some of the services, you know, we can't at the moment, and some of the repairs and maintenance, that sort of work that we'd normally do, I suppose, was deferred, you know, when we were in lockdown four. Probably the other big thing is three teenagers at home with limited internet, limited rural broadband. So, you know, that's not easy. There's nothing like unlimited broadband at our house, I think.
So, yeah, that's tough, really tough. How are they managing?
Day by day, probably. I'd probably give you a different story to what they would say. So, but no, overall, pretty good. And we're really blessed to be able to be where we are in lockdown and being able to do what we're doing. It's quite a different environment maybe here versus being in Mount Eden with a small apartment with three or four kids. So, yeah, we're pretty fortunate in many ways, eh?
Okay. Now, you say your farm will be dry within the week. Can you explain to listeners what you mean by that?
Oh, sorry. So with that, we'll be looking to dry our cows off probably within about a week. So that's we'll finish milking them. So that's about 30 days earlier than we'd normally dry off. So that's 10% of the season, you know, earlier than we'd normally would. And that's in the direct response to the challenge of feed and challenge of making sure we feed our cows well.
So as you look around, what sort of relief have there been for other farmers? As you say, some are doing a little tougher than you. Has there been anything that they've been able to do in the last few weeks to deal with these drought conditions?
So I think when you look at farming, we think of the levers that we can pull. So we can bring additional feed onto the farm. So that might be palm kernel, it might be distiller's grain, or it might be grass silage, those sorts of things. And then the other levers we look to pull are getting stock off our farms. So some will go to the works and some will go to runoff. So it's how easily and how quickly you can pull those levers. And so the impact of the works being slow means that stock exit farms slower or later than they would, so they eat more feed. And the impact of the drought that's gone throughout the North Island, and pretty much, I suppose, is there's less feed available. So it's not just the availability of feed, it's also the price changes. So there's been very little pasture-based feed for a little while now, so that's your grass silage. And things like palm kernel have progressively got more expensive as that supply side of things come under pressure.
Are people who don't live on farms, people who buy milk from the supermarket and other stuff produced by farms, are we likely to see any effects of this drought? Is it likely to make milk more expensive or more scarce, or, you know, will we not really be able to see it in the front end?
So New Zealand is an export country when it comes to milk. It's something like 90 or 95% of our milk is exported offshore. So while our NZ prices in the shops are influenced by international prices, there's no challenge to availability or supply in NZ. So we're pretty fortunate there too.
Yeah, very fortunate. So, by the way, how often do you check the forecast?
In the middle of a drought, maybe a bit less, because you sort of can't influence it that much. So the temptation is to look at it too many times in a day. So you try not to do that. I suppose part of that discipline in a drought is, you know, figuring out when you can make decisions and not trying to make decisions every moment of every day, because you just turn yourself into a hole. So one of the disciplines, I suppose, is you try to look at on in these situations. You say, well, hey, I'll make decisions once a week, or I'll make decisions when the environment changes. So you're not just continually churning over things you can't influence. So as always, it's trying to figure out what can I influence, what can I control, and what can't I, and then looking at to impact those things you can influence or control.
And what does the sort of perfect autumn and winter look for look like for you?
Perfect autumn is that we get nice mild weather, so we get a reasonable amount of rain fairly soon, and we get ongoing nice, I suppose, warm weather, but also that winter doesn't get too wet. One of the challenges in Northland is we have typically really high winter rainfall, and we have soil types that are predominantly poorly drained. So a dry winter, which is ironic in a drought to be talking about that, a dry winter actually works reasonably well for us overall. Yeah.
Mm. How are the levels of optimism among farmers? I suppose there are other industries getting harder hit at the moment.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because there's, I think, quite a number of different facets to that. Like, some of the uncertainty around markets is impacting, you know, the uncertainty of supply chains, and it's how do you manage that risk. So that's one of those questions that impacts optimism. And we're certainly looking, all the forecasts would say there's a reasonable fall off in market price. But then the other side of it is actually we are saying, you know, I think as a community, as an industry, hey, we are really blessed to be able to do what we do. You know, we're in a relatively stable industry, able to, you know, be outside, able to continue largely with our businesses and our families, you know, through this lockdown period. So that's actually helping that optimism, maybe more than you'd think. Yeah, maybe more than you'd think.
Hey, nice to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
No worries at all. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of insight into what's happening up here in Northland. Yeah.
Indeed. Luke Berry, who is a farmer, Hokarunui, and also project manager for a farmer mentoring program called Extension 350.